I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from StoryCorps' mobile recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park last year. Today, musicians James Von Stein and his son, Jason Von Stein.
I'm a songwriter. I've been songwriting all my life. I had a love for it as a small child. My dad used to play a song called Old Shep, which is about a love of a puppy dog. And, of course, back then, at the age of 10, you know, I fell in love with dogs anyway. So, you know, it really inspired me to want to write like that. And been doing it. I'm 66 now. I don't want to do the math on it, but that's why I have 5,000 songs, and I enjoy doing it, creating little stories and putting music to them. And it's just it's like a four-minute movie.
I'd like to thank StoryCorps for letting us tell our story, and I'd like to thank you, Jim Von Stein, for being the best father a son could ever have.
Thank you for being my son. You're the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
This next one we'll play for you. My father wrote about me, actually. We got the Nintendo Entertainment System when I was 5, and he was trying to write a song, and I kept interrupting him because I was trying to beat Mario Brothers, and I didn't know what I was doing. And my dad finally came in, and he said, I got a boy, and he's 5 years old, and he don't listen to what he's told. And then he stopped, and he went into the other room for 20 minutes, and he came back, and he played this song for me. And I didn't care at that time because I was a 5-year-old kid, and I only cared about Mario Brothers, but I care more now.
Of course, I thought that he would be excited about it, you know, that this was a song written about him. And he looked at me, and he started crying because I had put I used the word jackass in it, which, you know, is like a mule. Of course, he heard that word and thought that I called him a bad name, and he started crying. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, why are you crying? I wrote a song about you. And then he pointed out it was that word without saying it. And then I realized and explained to him it was just a mule being stubborn. And of course, then he loved the song from that point.
Yeah. All right, this is called Little Bit of Me.
Got a boy and he's 5 years old. He didn't listen to what he's told. He's stubborn as a jackass mule. Thinks it's odd where the kids are cool. I guess he's got a little bit of me. There's no chance that he won't take. Bashing heads on his favorite sink. Stomping ants in the backyard plot. Drinking water from a busted pot. I guess he's got a little bit of me. Other day at the playground court, saw him hollering at a pair of shorts. Couldn't believe it my own eyes. The boy had hypnotized. I guess he got a little bit of me. At the mall, he's an awesome sight. He's turning heads from left to right. Got the class and a touch of style. But do okay for a real long while. I guess he got a little bit of me.
That was Jason Von Stein and his father, James Von Stein. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation and others can be found on our website, wutc.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.